This is the Radical News Flash. In Honduras, a 26-year-old nursery student died in police custody last weekend after being detained for breaching the coronavirus curfew. Protesters have been demanding truth and justice for the young nurse and accountability amid the alarming escalation of deadly violence against women. At least 6 women have been killed since this young woman died. The protests have been confronted by the police. An outcry has been sparked in the United States as at least 72 people have been deported to Haiti on Monday, including a 2-month-old baby and 21 other children. The deportations occurred despite the government issued a 100-day moratorium on deportations with the excuse that there are no facilities to host the refugees since they were dismantled during the Trump administration. 12 Mexican police arrested over mass killing of 19 migrants near the US border. The killings revived memories of the gruesome 2010 massacre of 72 migrants near the town of San Fernando by a drug cartel. The Brazilian mine giant Vale has agreed to pay $7 billion compensation for a deadly dam collapse that killed 2,072 people in Brazil. The Brumadinho disaster occurred on the 25th of January 2019. It was a terrible work accident and it is considered one of the worst environmental tragedies in the Brazilian history, which caused a toxic torrent of mining waste moving with 80 km an hour and swallowed everything in its path. Academic staff at all public universities of Uganda have laid down their tools, demanding payment of their salary enhancement by the government, which dates back to 2015. In the city of Rotterdam, in the Netherlands, a number of local residents have squatted a building in Delfshaven in order to make a statement to the city council. Rotterdam has been pushing people who live on the minimum wage out of the city for years. The protesters are now drawing a line and want a higher minimum wage and affordable housing. That was the Radical News Flash.